ABCs of the Gospel. We're continuing with our alphabet, and today is the letter N. And I am so excited to declare that Jesus has the name that is above every name. Names are so important. When we name our children, in the Bible they were so important, especially in the Old Covenant. They would name their children either as a prophetic declaration or what they were experiencing in their circumstances or even the place that they were born. We see how God changed Abraham's name. It was Abram, and then when he cut covenant, it became Abraham, father of many nations. Even Sarah got a new name and became a princess in Sarah. Names are so important. And today we need to understand that there is a name that is above every name, and that is Jesus. I also want to just share with you from my heart that maybe you have names from your past that have caused pain, whether it be a bully at school, somebody in your class. I know when I was choosing names for my children as a teacher, there were certain names that I just couldn't choose because I had taught a very naughty version of that name, and I definitely wasn't going to name my children after that child. So maybe you have a parent or a family member who has a name that when you hear it, it brings hurt, it brings bitterness, or maybe even unforgiveness. Today I want to tell you that His name is even above that name. His name can conquer all those emotions that you have attached with the people's names around you. Let's read together in Philippians 2 verse 9 to 11. It says, "Therefore God has highly exalted Him and bestowed on Him the name that is above every name, so that at the name of Jesus every knee shall bow, in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father." In Ephesians 1 verse 21 it says, "Far above all rule and authority and power and dominion, and above every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in the one to come." And finally in Acts 4 verse 12 it says, "And there is salvation in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved." You know, they make the statement, all roads lead to Rome, and therefore all gods can lead to heaven. But I want to tell you, the scripture is so clear that we will only be saved by His name. His name is the name above all names. If you have been given a name in sickness, maybe you've had a doctor declare a sickness or a disease or a plague over you. We know that even in the future, we don't even know what's going to happen. We saw that now with a new virus like COVID and Corona. Declare today that no matter what name has been given to you by a doctor or medical report, you know a name that is above every name, that you can be saved by that name today. Declare the name of Jesus as you go through your day today with power, authority, and victory. As you use His name, always remember you are highly favored and deeply loved.